It's Tuesday, the 7th of October, and here's my message to the BizNews Premium members. Sorry, a little late today, but it's been quite a session, and I think when you hear what my day was like, you might actually cut me a bit of slack for only getting to you late this evening. I got up real early this morning because we had two big projects to put to bed. The one is the ENCA BizNews show at 7:30. And that was my responsibility today. Bronwyn is doing the other two for the week because I am in Johannesburg for the Joburg Mining Indaba. More about that in a moment. But I got cracking on that early this morning. And, well, it's a brand new show. We've only been doing it. This is the second night tonight. And ENCA are very exacting partners. They like to have things done just so. It's been quite a upgrade for the quality of the product that we've been producing, which is a very good thing. And I'm very excited about the way that we can now serve our tribe even better into the future as a result of this. Anyway, hope you're going to pick up the 7:30 show this evening and you'll find some pretty interesting stuff in there. And then being in Joburg, getting here from Hermanus is quite a mission. It's an hour and a half to the airport, and then you hang around for a while and, of course, then catch your plane, which is another 2 hours, and you get off. And I did find a very nice way around the difficulty. In the past, I would perhaps, most cities I go to, hire a car and then drive from there. It does take a while, pick up the car and so on. But this time around, because of Gautrain, which I can recall during my decades in Johannesburg was quite a controversial subject, I can tell you from people outside of Johannesburg's perspective, it is wonderful. You get off the aeroplane, there was 8 minutes between arriving in the arrivals hall and when the train actually left. And even though I had to load money onto my credit card, I was able to use my card to go through the gate. I've got an old Gautrain card, which I was told does not work anymore. So that I can throw away after scouting and trying to find it to make sure that it was there. So if you've got a Gautrain card and it's old like mine was, don't bother. You can actually use a credit card. Just to make sure, I went onto the Gautrain credit loading machine and put my credit card there to make sure that I had loaded. Perhaps there's a different vehicle, who knows? But anyway, I went through it accepted my card, went onto the train, and literally got there with a minute to spare, all the way through to the Sandton station, where it was easy enough to pick up an Uber, which was 65 Rand later to the Inanda Club, where the Joburg Indaba is. So absolutely painless. It takes a long time to get to Johannesburg, but I can strongly recommend the Inanda Club. It is a place I've never stayed at before, and it's really beautifully done. They've got a lodge here, I think probably about 12 rooms, and I'm very, very impressed by everything that went along with it. It was a little more expensive. I think it was 3,500 Rand a night, which I'm not surprised at because you've got 500 people at the Joburg Mining Indaba. So there would be a lot of them, no doubt, wanting to stay on site, as I am. So there would have been good demand for the rooms. But I'm glad I got in early enough to actually get myself a room. And that's where I'm talking to you from right now. Tonight is the gala dinner of the Joburg Mining Indaba. And then the next 2 days, I'm going to be absorbing a lot of the information here so that we can share it on Mining Web, our latest venture. Well, latest venture on the web side. We obviously have this latest venture now with ENCA, which is keeping Bronwyn and I very active. On that topic, I got an email from somebody who demanded that we cancel his premium sub. I hope you're not going to follow his train of thinking, which was now that we are partnering with ENCA, we are in the, we've been captured by the ANC. That's not the case. It's really not the case. We are partnering with ENCA so that we can bring the BizNews story to a wider audience, and because it's a respectable news organization. It's not captured by the ANC. It's like we are trying to give balance on both sides. Perhaps if you see one thing on BizNews and you then decide, because you've seen one side of the story, that we are looking at things with a particular perspective, it's only because you haven't seen the other side yet. And that's what we strive to do, and that is what any credible media organization strives to do, is to provide a platform where you can give both sides of the story. And the consequence of that is that you enable your audience, in our case, our tribe, to be enlightened. Anyway, I'm at the Mining Indaba for the next couple of days. I'll be in the audience to listen to Duncan Wanblad, who's made international headlines as the chief executive of Anglo American. You'll recall that Anglo's has done a merger with Teck, with a takeover by Anglo's of Teck, which is a Canadian company. The Canadian politicians are insisting that the head office of Anglo gets moved to Vancouver. So Duncan Wanblad is going to be living there in future. Not a bad place. I've visited it. We used to have a partner in Vancouver during my MoneyWeb days, a company called MineWeb. And Andy Robertson, who is a South African who'd emigrated to Canada, a wonderful partner and the kind of guy that, well, he showed me around Vancouver, and it's a beautiful place, and I can see why he likes it, and I think Duncan Wanblad's going to like it too. Not sure I'll be able to get to him because there are going to be a lot of people demanding his services. Similarly, I don't know if I'll get to Gwede Mantashe, who's the mining minister, who will be here as well. The last Mining Indaba I came to, I found Gwede to be quite jovial, and let's hope that he is in the same frame of mind now. The mining sector, the mining executives are not terribly excited about the role that Gwede has been playing in recent times. But what do I know? I'll be talking to people and listening and getting a better understanding of the state of the South African mining industry. And this Joburg Mining Indaba definitely is the place to come for an injection and installation of information on South African mining. Finally, talking about Anglo American, I was delighted to hear yesterday when I did an interview with Darren Kramer from the Maharishi Institute on that deal that I've spoken about and that you all by now know all about with 361. And Cy Jacobs, the co-founder, was on that call on that interview as well. And incidentally, Cy has confirmed that he will be at the BizNews conference in March next year. So we've missed him the last couple of conferences, but he's going to be back again in March next year. No other engagements. I've booked him nice and early, if you like. But I was delighted to hear that the Maharishi Institute, which used to be the Cedar University, started by Paddy Blatcher, is now housed at 44 Main Street, the holy of holies for the mining industry in South Africa in years gone by. And if you went to 44 Main Street, you knew you'd actually cracked it. In fact, as a young reporter, I remember going to 44 Main Street to a cocktail party at Christmas time where I met Harry Oppenheimer, who was a short guy standing in the middle of the room. And I remember being so struck by his humility. Here was this man who, at the time, we're talking about the early 80s, was the giant of South African business. The Oppenheimers and Anglo-American weren't only huge in mining globally, but they also had massive industrial interests in South Africa because exchange control in the old government meant that they had to continue reinvesting into the South African economy. And so they ended up owning a host of major non-mining companies. It was only after 1994 when things freed up and the new government came in and said, this really doesn't make sense, that Anglo then divested itself of those industrial interests. All this ancient history, and sometimes we forget where we've come from in South Africa and we get a little bit too focused on the day-to-day craziness that happens because you have a free information system, freedom of choice, freedom of speech in South Africa. Anybody can say what they want, and sometimes they don't always tell the truth. Anyway, that's my story for the day. I'm going to be giving you lots of information on the mining indaba in the next couple of days. And go along and watch ENCA tonight at 7:30 and let us know what you think. Until tomorrow, cheerio.